Hello, Hadley Base. This is Houston. Over. Roger. Roger, Dave. We've got two good night questions for you here. The first, we're trying to unravel some water pressure data, and we just need to know if you charge the plisses using your checklist or using the decal instructions on the plisses. Over.
No, we use the checklist for the water
recharge. Roger, I understand you used the checklist and charged it with water for the specified 5 minutes then. Over. Okay, copy that. And Dave, we've got a major discrepancy in your radiation dosimeter reading. It's either gone belly up on us or we miscopied the number which you read. We'll have to ask you to read it again, please.
You know that we switched them?
Say again, Falcon.
You know that the CDR and TMP, PRDs were interchanged.
That's affirmed, Dave. And the last reading we got from Al was considerably higher than the one we got from you. The device is either broken or you're being unirradiated, which seems unreasonable. Over.
Look at this very tiny window and look at these very tiny numbers, and they say 2501. I guess I'd give you a 7 on that one.
All right, everybody's happy. Thank you, Dave. And we have no questions from Houston. We'll say a pleasant good night to the two of you and look forward to tomorrow. Over.
Okay, Joe, we don't have any alarm clocks, so somebody will give us the word and we'll be standing by.
I wouldn't be at all surprised. You're liable to get the word from down here. And it's been an outstanding day.
We've enjoyed it.
This is Apollo Control at 109 hours, 48 minutes. We've said goodnight to the crew of Falcon at Hadley Base. Everything going well there. Goodnight time was 109 hours, 46 minutes. Endeavor is not within range at the moment. We're about 13 minutes away from AOS. However, we do not intend to talk to Endeavor anymore tonight either. Dave Scott and Jim Irwin got to bed a little late. Show a wake-up time for them 6 hours, 35 minutes from now. We'll take this line down now and come up with hourly status reports if there is any air ground from either spacecraft. We'll come back up and give that to you. At 109 hours, 49 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 110 hours. we had a call from Falcon just a moment ago. Dave Scott reporting they were tucked into their hammocks. We have 40 seconds worth of tape between Dave Scott and Capcom astronaut Bob Parker. We'll play that for you now.
And have the base, we're all tucked in, we'll see you in the morning.
Falcon, Houston, you call?
Oh, Roger, just let you know that we're all tucked in the hammocks, and we'll see you in the morning.
Roger, Dave. Good night. Don't fall out.
No way, Bob. No way. There's no place to go if I do.
Copy.
That's the end of the tape. We'll take the line down again and come back up with hourly status reports. At 110 hours, 1 minute, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 110 hours, 26 minutes. The Endeavor is in its 17th revolution now, and we have acquisition. We have not talked to Al Worden, however. Conducting a bistatic radar test during this pass, and they desire to not have voice communications during this test. Worden should be having his evening meal now, as scheduled in the flight plan. He will be in a rest period on the next revolution, so we do not plan to talk to him again. All systems on the Endeavor look good on the 17th revolution. We've also said goodnight to Dave Scott and Jim Irwin in Falcon at Hadley Base. The LEM systems are normal, looking good. The flight surgeon is monitoring the lunar module pilot, Jim Irwin. He is not monitoring the commander, Dave Scott. And the flight surgeon, John Ziegelschmidt, reports that if Irwin is not asleep, he is well on the way. He is relaxed and resting from the appearance of his heart rate and respiration rate. His heart rate running near the mid-50s now, indicating he is resting. At 110 hours, 28 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 111 hours, 26 minutes. All systems still looking good on Falcon. Flight surgeon reports good sleep is indicated for Jim Irwin for the past hour. The lunar module pilot is the only one he is monitoring in Falcon. He did not monitor biomedical data on Al Worden in Endeavor during this 17th revolution because of the bistatic radar test. He expects to monitor him during the next revolution. We have had loss of signal on Endeavor on the 17th revolution as it has passed behind the moon. We're showing the cabin pressure in Falcon, 4.82 pounds per square inch, and cabin temperature 57 degrees. At 111 hours, 27 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 112 hours, 26 minutes. The command module Endeavour is coming up on the Falcon's landing site in its 18th revolution. About 15 minutes ago, we put in a call to Endeavour to get a better high-gain antenna configuration in order to improve the data we're getting from the orbital science experiments. We'll play the tape of that conversation for you now.
Endeavour, Houston, over.
That was the extent of the conversation with Al Worden. We don't expect to contact him again during this pass. We have not talked with Falcon since our final goodnight from them at 109 hours, 59 minutes. Dave Scott and Jim Irwin in Falcon have 3 hours, 53 minutes remaining in their sleep period. All systems aboard the spacecraft still looking good. Cabin still holding at 4.82 pounds per square inch. Temperature, cabin temperature 56 degrees. At 112 hours, 31 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston.